This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The Super Committee didn't make its deadline. That means some pretty drastic cuts could be made to Social Security, Medicaid, and defense spending. But sequestration does not include tax increases. So perhaps that's a win for Grover Norquist. We'll ask him. It's Tuesday, November 22nd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
So this is Grover the Muppet? No.
Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform.
Not the real Grover.
Popular target of blame in D.C.
He's going to join us. All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Explain why he is not to blame for the failure of the Super Committee. We're also going to talk about the drug Avastin. The FDA says it shouldn't be used to treat breast cancer, so why is Medicare still paying for it for that purpose? But many of you are still talking about the Super Committee.
Oh, yes. This is Paul in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. See, well, the Super Committee failed. In other words, they couldn't get it together either. So I know a way to save some money. Fire them. That's what we do in the private sector for those who can't do their job.
Hey, characterize it for us. Function or dysfunction down there inside the Beltway? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But let's check the morning's top headlines. With Congress and the Super Committee out of the picture on deficit reduction for the moment, it looks like the White House is stepping up now. President Obama says those automatic spending cuts will not be tampered with on his watch.
I will veto any effort to get rid of those automatic spending cuts to domestic and defense spending. There will be no easy off-ramps on this one.
More on the Super Committee's failure with D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick and Grover Norquist coming up. Meanwhile, President Obama heads to New Hampshire today to push for extensions of payroll tax cuts that are set to expire at the end of the year. Republicans have said that extending the cuts is part of the president's jobs bill, and the two sides might actually find some common ground.
The situation continues to deteriorate in Cairo as police and pro-democracy protesters clash for a fourth straight day. Egypt's civilian cabinet offered to step down, but it's done little to curb the demonstrations. The violence has left more than 24 dead and more than 2,000 injured. The U.S. and other Western countries took steps overnight to isolate Iran's finances. The sanctions target petrochemical firms and companies with ties to nuclear procurement. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Iran has long been given the chance to join the international community.
Together, these measures represent a significant ratcheting up of pressure on Iran, its sources of income, and its illegal activities.
They do, however, fall short of a blanket cutoff.
The sanctions might be part of the focus of tonight's Republican presidential debate in Washington. Eight GOP contenders will square off in a debate devoted to foreign policy and national defense. And for the first time, Newt Gingrich will be the acknowledged frontrunner. We'll see how that goes. The New England Patriots are back on top of the AFC East after crushing Kansas City 34-3 in Monday Night Football. In other sports news, Detroit Tigers pitcher Justin Verlander took home the American League MVP award. The 28-year-old becomes the first starting pitcher to win that award since Roger Clemens did in 1996. He also won the Cy Young, right? He also won the Cy Young.
He did.
Let's look
highly
at the
awarded, and Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up, and futures appear to be up at this point. The Dow will start at 11,547. Futures actually mixed at this hour. The S&P will open at 1,192. The NASDAQ at 2,211. Coming up later this hour.
When we grapple with race issues, we're grappling with something that was designed for centuries to make us circumvent our best instincts. It's a dance partner that's designed to trip us up.
A discussion of race in which you get rid of the phrase, you are a racist. We're going to speak with New York radio host and DJ Jay Smooth. Coming up late this hour also, we'll talk about the drug Avastin. The FDA has ruled it should not be used for breast cancer patients, but insurance companies and Medicare is continuing to pay for it. Joe Nocera, columnist for our partner, the New York Times, will talk about that later. First, though, Todd Zwillick talks about the Super Committee, and Grover Norquist joins us to talk about raising taxes and sequestration.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.